other men labored. That is, you know what Paul said? We are all servants of God's building. We are all buildings for God. So God calls you, say, you. I want in this place, we'll gather 1 million people. You'll be the church, the pastor. So it takes you step by step. Read that book, Great Feedback Can Be Yours. I explained that God teaches people faith. If you walk with him, he would give you the faith to do what he wants you to do. Look, what I'm saying is very clear. It's simple like that. If you walk with God, he will give you the faith that you need to do what he wants you to do. He will not, look, if you're not a pastor of 1 million, all right? If God didn't call you to preside an assembly that they are 1 million in number, like Yonggi Cho, he won't even teach it to you at all. There are too many things in life to do. You know, I was reading, somebody forwarded to my box, that Aliko Dangote, you know, they, you know how they qualified him? Reuters, you know Reuters, this is the national news organization. He said, Africa's most successful entrepreneur. I'm serious. That was the qualification they gave him. Just bought 45% for 45 billion naira. All right? One cement company in South Africa. Now, if a believer is going for such things, think he has time to be thinking about the faith to build a million member church. His faith to collect 1 million companies. That's what we're talking about. There's a world of difference. And God raises it in each person. Go and read his book. Yonggi Cho will teach you how God will explain to you how God taught him to start believing that there could be 10,000 in the church, up to when there could be 100,000. And then by the time I was reading the book, there were 700,000, and he was believing for 1 million. Go and read that book. You haven't read it, you are my enemy. You know I've told you before. So better convert and be converted and be born again and become my friend. The reason, because there are things I wrote in there which I want you to know, really. I will explain it there, that God knows how to take people stage by stage. He didn't just wake Abraham up one day and say, you go and sacrifice your only son. He said, how many people are going to tell that kind of thing? They don't go here now. First, he said, okay, here you don't have one yet. I'll teach you how to get that one. Then while that one is coming, I'll be teaching you how to lose things and not be worried about them. Then one day, he taught him how to let Ishmael go. After Ishmael had gone, he said, this guy has now learned how to let his son go. Don't forget, Ishmael was his son. But at least he didn't kill Ishmael. Just let Ishmael go. That was a stage in training. Then one day, now he said, okay, now go and kill this one. Now he had taken, you know, people just want to go from ground zero, you know, level zero, and just build a skyscraper of faith overnight. But it doesn't work like that. Even God didn't create the world like that. He will do day one and go and rest. You know what I'm going to say? Day two, he will wait for the things to mature. Then day three, he will create again. Finally, on day six, he will do the last one and end everything on day seven and look and say, behold, it is good. But no, one is not good. It is not good that the man is alone. Then he starts making correction again. But you know what we want to do as believers? Let there be the earth and everything that it contains and the man and all the descendants. Whoa, and it was so. God say you say you try. Even me, I didn't do it like that. What's your problem? Now you are getting what I'm trying to explain. So you see, look, we must emphasize that in it in our hearts as believers. Each person is just laboring according to the opportunity that God has given him. Do you understand my point? And nobody is a superstar, actually. You're not. You'll be amazed the amount of faith some men used to bring the gospel to these shores. If you use that same faith to build church, there will be 10 billion people inside. I'm talking about the intensity of their spiritual labor. But again, God is the one that teaches each person. Now, how did I even get into all of that? I was going to explain something about believers. So, you see, you don't start learning. You rush down and say, let's go to Yonggi Cho. How did you build a church of 1 million people? Listen, it is possible that God... Now, listen, it's not... I don't believe that if your church is not growing up, you're not doing well. It doesn't mean... I don't believe it, though. I don't. It's good to have a great vision, but learn how to decode the vision that has to do with you. And stop running after a million member church when you are 15. You follow my point? When you are 15. No. You start running little by little. Then one day you see that, come on, why can't it be 2 million? At that time, you are exercising as much faith as a man who is believing God for breakfast. Because to you, it has become that easy. Please, what I'm saying, does it make sense? Okay? So, please, this is the way it works. Now, so if you want to build a church, therefore, that is sound, that will not just scatter on your head one day, you have to be careful to build it with gold and silver. I said, what is that? In simple words, that is sound doctrine issues forth from an honest heart. Do you get my point? That is, the heart is pure. The heart is clean. No vainglory in it. Just teaching the sound word of God. Whatever comes out of that is God has given the increase. You can't go, you know, people like to learn the methods of harvest rather than learning how to sow seeds. You get what I'm saying? You can go and learn how to land the plane. You know, what will it do for you? The first thing you do is to learn how to, to take the thing off from the ground before you now start learning how to land it. Most people just want the method of harvest, not the method of seed. Because the problem with seed is that, like somebody said, like Pastor Andy will say in church, that there is seed time and harvest. He said, no, read it like this. There is seed time and harvest. Do you understand my point? It is not seed time and harvest, but seed time and harvest. Is that time that's our problem? Like, no, why is that time? Why not seed and harvest? Your plant time for morning, harvest time for evening. Why must that be time there? And let me add my own, in fact, I just have something to add to it now. You see, if you notice that, now we all read seed time and harvest. All right? Seed time and harvest. Pastor A reads seed time and harvest. Now I want to convert it back to seed time again. It's not that the time is added to the seed. You see, I'm converting it back again. The time is added to the seed. It's not added to the harvest. Seed time, you know, seed time. That's why people don't like they don't like that principle of seed. You want the principle of harvest. Read a book on how Aliko Dangote acquired 45% for 45 billion naira. You scratch your head, say Shankwong Glitil. You start reading a book on how to acquire 45% for 45 billion in a South African cement plant. You don't ask, bros, how long have you been doing business? You will start from that. The man will tell you that about 35 years ago when we began. Say, what did you say? No, it's true. There's one man where I grew up. I can say that the man is the richest man in that town. And the man has money, you know, plenty of it, you know, businesses all over the place. I remember those days. I remember very well. It was a talk of town. He bought a Concord Mercedes-Benz, you know, like I think it was a 280S, or a 500S. It was a talk. At least you didn't have to see the car, you heard about it. I remember that he bought it for 75,000 naira. He said, how much is it? A brand new 504 was 6,700 naira. A brand new 504 then was 6,700 naira. I know because my father just bought one then. I know very well. At that same time, the man bought one car for the price of 10 504s with change. If you to say, now 504 take the money by. If I collect change, say, yeah, give me my change. 11, self. Do you understand what I'm saying? But then, one day I was talking, and my mom was telling me a story of when they first reached that town. The man had one tipper. You carry sand from here. Do you understand my point? That's what he was operating. Tipper. One. Then I think later he had a second one. Then, now small man, relatively, all the civil servants, all our parents that were civil servants, were driving to work and going back home, you know, and sitting in the evening and crossing leg and telling stories and ordering. There was not online, it was from catalogs. I used to hear this, you know, catalogs arrive in your house, you order St. Michael's, and it was not yet Marks and Spencer's. St. Michael's, you order it from London, and you bring it, you wear a flowery dress, and the man was carrying sand with his truck. Years later, when SAP slowed everybody else down, the man dipped his hand in his pocket, said, I like that car. How much? 75,000. Give me one. So, no, forget what Naira sounds like today. 75K. Be like, how much be that? Then, 75,000 Naira. Okay, good. A medical doctor earned about 400 Naira a month. I remember very well. 400 bucks. After 1 month of hard labor, government will give you your salary. 400 Naira. After all, it was 75 kobo to a dollar. So what are we talking about? It was almost 1-to-1 to the pound at a time. So get the point. But what I'm going to say is that, so is that time we don't want? He said, oh, I just wanted the man of God. And he laid his hand upon me. And as I came out and I began to preach. And the crowd began, the church, holy grass is what you are building. One day fire will catch. Do you follow what I'm going to say? Nobody can transfer it by anointing to your head like that if you didn't have the ability inside you from the beginning. No, forget. It doesn't work. You want to build? I said it's based on sound doctrine, accurate doctrine, from an open heart, from a heart that is not crafty, that's not deceitful, that's not trying to take advantage of the people or just being vainglorious, getting results for the sake of results. You follow? Over the last few years, big companies collapsed in the U.S. Things like Enron, that was just the year before that, America's most innovative company. It was judged several for years before that. They would tell you, this is the company in America where if you put your money, you are getting value for money. They kept on judging. They were wearing awards everywhere. People like that made big companies like Arthur Andersen close. Because these are world-famous accounting companies doing accounting, checking their books, and they were lying, all of them connived to, oh God, all flesh is grass. Grass. You know what's grass? The one that goats chew is called grass. The ones that sheep munch is called what? Grass. The one fella used to smoke is called grass. All flesh is what? Grass. That's how they made all the noise about Aaron. And then one day, it collapsed suddenly. Do you know why? Because all those companies, Aaron, Walcom, Parmalat, all of them scattered in US and Europe. They were just collapsing one after the other. Do you know one of the reasons? Because, and I'm afraid, I hope it doesn't happen in Nigeria. Actually, it will happen. It's when, that's the issue, all right? So just get ready. They always happen. You know why? All flesh is grass. You cannot change it because you're a Nigerian. All flesh is what? Grass. Their job was to get results. You hire a CEO, all right, for a company, and his target is that, look, our share value right now is $10. We want it to be $100 over the next 2 years. And you hired him to increase the share price, forgetting that the share price is supposed to be a reflection of your productivity. What your company is worth in what it is producing and the profit is returning to the stockholders. That's what's supposed to be the reflection, all right? That's what's supposed to reflect. He said, just increase the price. The man said, no problem. Why produce anything? Go on a publicity drive. First, you buy a private jet for the CEO. Buy him one or two Rolex wristwatches. Do you understand my point? Yes, the man first has to have an image. Then he starts talking about things that are not happening. And then you tell Arthur Andersen, you know, if you say it's not happening, we'll remove the account from your company. And once Arthur Andersen says it is happening, the whole world believes it. They will sit on the computer and manufacture profits of maybe $5 billion just on the computer. And they won't pay you the money. You know what they do to the stockholders? They say, well, we'll give you, you know, stock options, new stocks, break down your stock, double your money, but the profit on paper is $5 billion. Ah, all your friends here say, my, wow. That was the way you've been buying was $10. Now it's $60. All of them start rushing to buy. The price keeps climbing. And then the man, he will tell his lie. Listen, he will tell his lie. Andersen will sign it. The accounting firms were supposed to protect public interest. That's why Americans would call it certified public accountants. Nigerians would say chartered accountants. The idea is that I don't have to go to the company. I take their book and they say last year they did 50 billion naira worth of business and they made 17 billion naira in profit. I say, is it true? He said, yes, check. I say, Akintola Williams has signed it. The idea is that he has said, I have checked, and they did not lie. Except that Andersen, the leading one in the world, checked. It was a lie. They knew it was a lie. They refused to talk because if they talk, the people will stop using them. And that money, all the lie that they are getting their own share of it. I don't know why people in Andersen didn't go to jail. I don't know why they didn't go to jail. They quickly closed the company. The company vanished. And that started Accenture, Andersen Consulting. The accounting end closed. You couldn't. I don't understand. What am I going to explain? You know, I'm using that one to bring us an issue here. Instead of people trying to build with gold, they built with what? Straw. They built that. I'm telling you last week to bring that scripture out. Instead of building with gold, what did they build with? Straw. Straw is publicity. What do we look like? Last year we paid our CEO $150 million. And everybody said, that company must be doing well. The stock kept climbing. Enron went down from about $300 and something to about 15 cents in a few days. Yes. The employees were so angry. When they would go home, they would carry chair. That is like, what can I take for all the things I've lost? They would just carry chair. You know, ordinary chair. They would remove the... I'm not joking, no. Out of anger. Of course, all the computers don't vanish. Everybody just pocket all the computers you can find. Why? Because men were building with what? Straw. They were building with grass. Instead of, and unfortunately, we carry such things to church also. There are not plenty in Nigeria, but I'm sure we are learning those bad habits also. But Americans did a lot. There are companies that their job is to make your ministry look big. You know, that's why I hate celebrity pastors. Remember, I don't hate them as persons though, but I mean the concept. Somebody is a celebrity. Satan knows how to kill people. We just gather all your friends, you gather and just say, Baba. You know what did they do to Jesus Christ? Say, in fact, you are the king. Jesus said, I come. May I go peace first? Before the coronation, shame man feel peace. He said, yes. He said, all right, come. Everybody wait here. From the toilet, say, Peter, find me one horse. Mount the horse. Will they go? Where? Will they go to Damascus? Anywhere. Take me away from these people. Now, who did they go kill? Did they find? King Ko, King Guinea. What I'm telling you is a matter of fact. There are companies that's what they do. Make you a star. So when you hear you are coming to town, then you now arrive properly. Have an entourage of jobless men in front of you, all of them wearing cheap suits. I'm serious. All of them. You now be walking behind. I'll be in a convoy. Around the rubbish. In fact, one day I'll go and preach. I'll be like, God, please remind me to do it. Now, Okada, I'll kind of reach there. So that all of you know, I can ride Okada. So what? So what is it? Just for the. You know, my wife was telling me the other day about what's her name, Christy Baturi, the school that our kids attend. He said, that school, of course, rich people. Her husband is also very rich, wealthy people. You know, school that you pay hundreds of thousands in children's school fees. So today they come with Prado to carry Pekin. Tomorrow you bring the child with an S class. You come and return him with the Lamborghini. You know, all the women, when they are coming to drop Pekin for school, they will make up, wear, you know, the best clothes. She said, okay, I know what I'll do. Now you wear bathroom slippers. And climb Okada to go to that school. She has the jeeps at home. He said, no, let me break this cycle. Just wear bathroom slippers. May I go pick my Pekin for school? Mount bike. Stop right at the gate where all the fine cars are parked. Wear your slippers. Strolling inside, tie one small wrapper. You must not be correct at the edge. Just to make a point that all of you are not serious. No, I'm serious. Because, you see, people do it. And you don't know when you get carried away with this worldly thing of building with straw, building with hay. Oh, God, let me just sit on my study, I beg, so that we don't get too carried away ourselves. All right? So, but that was what Paul was explaining. He said, each man's work will become evident. Because, he said, the day we show it. I don't know what that day is. But there's a day that fire will burn. When trial will come by reason of the word, one day you will preach truth and everybody will vanish. Then you realize that in reality, you are alone. I feel like telling stories. I will not mention names, sir. There's one man in Lagos that attends. Actually, one of my friends bought a newspaper one day and saw teaching of the Bible. You know, hard. You know, with nail and the cutlass and shovel, you know, real hard teaching. You know, talking about the order of the church that is not right. And my friend said, this guy is right, my God. This man is liberated. He's not like the normal, popular thing these days in Christianity in Nigeria. I said, oh boy, come, let me tell you the truth. He has learned obedience through the things that he suffered. I know his story. Let me tell you. He said, tell me. Yeah. And I'm telling you too. I said, this man built one of the biggest churches in his denomination. It was a rave, you know what I mean? You know what God used to do to Paul? When there was a risk that Paul would be proud, God said, you watch it. Every time Paul finished good ministry, powerful results, they will stone him out of the city. The work will be there, but they will drive the man who did the work out. He said, after it's God that gave the increase. Is it you? He said, no, sir. And then go now. The same Paul will now send the Timothy to come and sit down and build up the church. But let Paul come back now. They go stone him. You think, a lot of letters he wrote, it was expedient. If we show our face, there's trouble. God said, okay, finally, you know, Paul, you know what we're going to do? We'll put you in jail. You're not going anywhere. Paul died in prison, you know that. Be writing letter. Paul wrote the most beautiful letters. First epistle to Timothy, second to Timothy, all kinds of letters. Write to Philemon, write to Titus. Just be writing. When he finished writing, God said, Paul, you don't write finish. He said, yes, sir. Bring your head. Sure, they removed it. I'm serious. He said, when I was grumbling, God said, my grace is sufficient for thee, in that my strength is made perfect in your weakness. You know what that means? With all people say, they we don't behead them now. What thing remain? He said, watch, in 2,000 years, whether 1 billion people will not wake up every day reading Paul. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Well, let's continue our teaching, Joe. Don't let me scare anybody. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. All right, so that's what it means to build with hay, build with straw. All right, but more importantly, you build with gold, with silver, precious stones. These are things that withstand trial. These are things that withstand all the afflictions. He said, do you not know that you are a temple of God? That is, we are building not as we love, but according to prescription, that which God wants us to do. He said that the Spirit of God dwells in you. If any man destroys the temple of God, how would they destroy the temple of God? By wrong teachings. How do they destroy the temple of God? By telling people what is wrong, claiming that it is the word of God. Do you get my point? When you prophesy what appears right with a wrong spirit, what you are doing is that you are destroying the temple of God. That was why that young lady was following Paul and co around. Listen, you know, these are men of God who are teaching us the way of God. Paul had to cast the devil out. She was saying what appeared right. Do you get my point? But was using a wrong spirit. It's very important to, you can't justify yourself before God. After what I said is correct, God checks the motive of your heart. Do you understand my point? No, that's why if people know me well, they know. If I want to say something, I say it goes out openly. That is, let there be no confusion. Let me give you an example now. Let us assume now that we need money to do something here. This is how I do it. I've done it. If you see me do it in church before, that is the church I attend. Those of you who don't come to my church, I've done it several times. They know me. I mean, people will laugh and say, hey, Pastor B, I said, boy, that's how to live long. Let us know we need money now to do something. I won't come and start preaching. Praise God. There's a key to prosperity. When I know what I want, it's give me money to do what I want to do. You know what I do? I will preach powerfully. Then when I finish, I say, praise God. Brethren, you get money for there? All right, hold on, I'll come. Then I will explain why you should give me the money. That is, plainly. And I'll tell you, simple. All of us, we do it together now. Bring the money. Do you have it? We say it openly. And like I always say, there was a day I had to raise, this was many years ago in church, I had to raise partners, that is for people who give money regularly for the maintenance of the church and run the church, expense, everything. And there was a paper everybody was supposed to fill. And they wrote at the bottom, prayer request. I said, when you get there, jump it. It's a joke. I said, this offering is not for prayer. It's for church. You get the point? I said, look at, everybody laughed that day in church. I said, you said, read the line. How many lines are there? 3 lines. What prayer request can you write on those tiny lines? I said, if you have prayer, if you have a prayer need, later we'll discuss that. But right now, we have a money need. Let's settle the matter. That's simple. I want to live long ago. No, I'm serious. No, it's very careful. Because God judges the spirit with which you even deliver what you claim is true. Are you getting my point? Yes, he judges it. And when you are delivering that which is apparently true, but with a wrong spirit, you are injecting error into the body of Christ. You are going to cause division. You are going to cause strife. You are going to cause problems, even though you were speaking that which appeared accurate. It's very vital. If you're a preacher, I don't know, you learn more from these things that I'm saying. Be careful. You don't go out to go and perform. You follow my point? May they never make you a performer. No, in the name of Jesus Christ, never perform for anybody. Never. Ken Hagin, go and read that his book. He blessed me so much. He's one person that taught me a lot of things about ministry. I read his materials, ate them, and the word entered into my flesh. Go and read the book. He gave gifts unto men. He will tell you, he had this section in there on the ministry of the prophet. He said, the prophets are not performers. You are not there to go and do show for everybody to clap, to be clapping for you. He said, a prophet is not a performer. That any prophet that starts performing will start dining with familiar spirits. And he will give you stories of people he happened to. Most of them, almost all of them, died for it. One of the most prominent prophets in the body of Christ in his time, God told him that in 6 years ahead, that end of 65, I will kill him. In 1959, he had a vision. He was a prophet also. He said, the prophet that stands in the forefront in the body of Christ today, end of 65, I will remove him from the body of Christ. That the beginning of 65, you guys will look for him, you won't find him anymore. At the end of 65, the man was driving, all right? His first wife died long ago, so he had a son by that first wife. That one was a big boy, was driving in front. His father and his wife was behind. And the drunken driver crossed the road, all right? Missed the boy in front, Billy Paul, narrowly, and ran head-on into the father's car, coming behind. Killed his stepmother instantly, and the father was seriously injured. The man, listen to this, the man who was injured raised the woman who was dead from the dead before he died. William Branham Abraham, don't try him. Those are anointed men. Yet God told this guy 5 years before, 6 years before that, end of 65, I'm removing him. He said, why? Because he is leading the body of Christ astray. That's why Paul said, each person must be careful how he builds. Each person must be careful how he builds. Go and listen to the message we preached in the last Saturdays. Starting from Isaiah chapter 2. It said, come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Then he began to show how not walking in the light of the Lord has brought prosperity. A lot of people think that people do that are wrong. They know it is wrong, but it brings prosperity. I like one story. My pastor told once, he said that one day he saw a man, went to tell him, so God, what you are doing is not right. That, you know, just said some things. The man said, what do you mean? It's not right. Can't you see the crowd? Can't you see the money? What do you mean it's not right? That there is proof, there is evidence. Now I've told you. You are built on the foundation of what? Apostles and prophets. These are people who tell you what the Lord Jesus said. And those who can see what is written in heaven. That this is not according to results. It's according to what the Lord commanded and that which is recorded in heaven. Not according to results. And this man, that's all he was doing. Going around teaching when... You know why? It's funny. Because that time, teaching was in vogue. People like Kenhagen were being raised. People like Gordon Lindsay were in front. Because they were teachers. You know, everything has its own season. There was time evangelists were the big thing. Evangelists would pull crowd. 1 million people in one city. The time came. It was the teachers. They were the respected people in the body of Christ. Another time came, it was those who headed assemblies, the way we call it, pastors. So everybody who wants to do ministry must have a church base. Do you get my point? I know a man, he's not around anymore, that I used to tell people that you will not be respected except you have a church. Somebody told me that once. I said, am I doing this for respect? Said, no, Pastor Bank, you must have a church. I said, why? Some church is money based, you know, like this is where we raise money to go and do the offering. I've told God, if you won't bring money, it's not my work. Do you understand? It's according to the opportunity that you have given. We are going to worry, it's because we have money to pay for hall. If we didn't have money to pay for hall, we'll be postponing the worry trip. Paul said, I wanted to come to you, but I was what? Hindered. There are different kinds of hindrances. There's an acute pocketitic kind of hindrance, which we check. There's obstructive. You know, obstruction to the mouth of the pocket, not in the inside. He said, write them letter. So we are not traveling again. He said, no, we are not traveling. Why? The Spirit spoke to me that we shouldn't travel. How did the Spirit say it? I look for transport money and not see. Write letter. Timothy will say, yes, sir. I, Paul, to you, the church at Ephesus, write by the hand of my son, Paul Timothy. I'm telling you, there are different kinds of hindrances. The Lord is good. So people do things for different reasons, all right? And you have to be careful. I said that you build the body of Christ accurately, properly, by accuracy of doctrine and the accuracy of spirit. I like those two expressions. Okay, now let's go on. He said, verse 18, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you thinks he is wise in this age, let him become foolish that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world, the same thing we are saying, if you know the worldly methods of doing things and getting results, be careful. Deliberately refuse it. He said, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God. For it is written. Sorry, just a joke. I heard Pastor. Not a joke. Something Pastor Kwon said the other day. So somebody told him that, Pastor, we have to dye this your hair. He said, for what? He said, now that you're on TV, there's a particular appearance. He looked at the person like, what? What did you say? He said, no, you have to start playing golf. What? The pastors don't play football. You play soccer, they'll go and knock you down. As a man of God, a big man of God, you start playing golf. He said that runs nonsense. Now, let me tell you something. What did not bring you to where you are? Be careful when you want to use it to sustain where you are. Be very, very careful. What didn't bring you there? You must be careful. Let me tell you, some of us, we are building big businesses, we are doing this stuff like that. Listen, the determination and struggle and prayer and faith that brought you to where you are is where you take it to a higher place, not connection. Connection didn't bring you here. It won't take you there. Listen, the where connection will take you to, the one you labored and energized to get, that's the one you can't sustain. That's what's called building with straw. When the time for connection comes, let me tell you how you know connection. Let me tell you the trick. When the big man says, call me, don't call him. Let him call. The king sent for him and loosed him. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's the king that went chasing him around. When he tried connection, did it work? Please forget, don't forget me. Chief, is it butler now? Or cupbearer? Please, don't forget me. You know, I helped you, I interpreted the dream and it came to pass. Remember me. That's connection. Didn't work. Then when the grace upon him spoke for him and brought him before kings, the king sent for him and loosed him. You follow what I mean by, you know, looking for how to move forward. You say, you know, you break to another level. Listen, the same way you came to this level, that is by prayer, meditation, and faith, God will give you the wisdom for the salvation to take you to the next level. Believe what I'm saying. You know what Satan tries to do? Let me just teach you some more before we go. What Satan tries to do is literally to collect glory. You know what I mean? Collect glory. That they say, bow to me, I will give you everything. You understand my point? And once you bow, he holds you forever. The day you want to stop bowing, he collects everything. That's the way it works. You follow my point? But what God tries to do is to free you from Satan for life. He said, bow, say, I won't bow. You will go hungry, let me die hungry. It's called not loving your life unto death. Once you have broken that, do you follow my point? After that, every Satan will disappear. When you are approaching, they say, we have heard of him. He said, do you want to come and torment us before the time? If he had bowed, do you think you'll ever hear that testimony? Do you want to come and torment us? For where? You bow, you are our own. You are servants to whom you obey. How can servant to torment the master? Oh, the Lord is good. All right, so he said, the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God, for it is written, he is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the reasonings of the wise, that they are useless. So then, let no one boast in men, for all things belong to you. That is, God has brought all these things to serve his purpose in your life. It's God that is using them. He said, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all things belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. What I believe he was saying by all things belong to you is this. That is, there is a purpose that God wants to serve in your life, God wants to do in your life, and he will use all of them, whether it is Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come. God uses all of them to bring forth his purpose in your life. They are serving the purpose of God in your life. That's what he's saying. He said, but remember, you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. The Lord is good. All right, let me just, let's stop here. We'll continue from this 1 Corinthians chapter 4 next time.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information and for free access to more of Pastor Banky's audio messages, books, and other materials, please visit us on the web at pastorbanky.com or kingdomword-ng.org.